experimental progress on direction dark matter detection. And just to remind you that there is a good theoretical motivation why you would expect dark matter to come in the form of WIMPs. And in the past decades, experiments have improved in two ways. One is they simply became bigger. And the other one is that they improve the background suppression. And since very recently, there was there is a still this experimental puzzle. There is an observation of annual oscillations by one of experiments, DAMA, and while other experiments that also sophisticated their background suppression and experimental techniques measure only limits on the counting rates. So there are several explanations why this can happen. And there is a very nice plenary talk at this conference, but the question is, how would you have unambiguous proof, unambiguous detection of the dark matter signal, or for example, how to prove that this DAMA signal is right? So just to remind people, we are living in this halo of dark matter particles, and this is our galaxy, and it rotates in this halo, and we have some idea how this halo should look like, and our solar system is here, and there is this Cygnus constellation in the head of us. So if we look into this Cygnus constellation, we know the dark matter wind should come from that direction. So we, in principle, we know the average direction of dark matter wind that comes at our detectors. So in DAMA case, there are these oscillations that are because Earth rotates around the sun, and in some time of the year, it goes more against the dark matter wind, and sometimes it goes more along. And this is reflected in the modulation of the flux or the counting rate that the detector sees. But if this result is really due to the, which you can see very nice, very clear experimental modulations, if this is really due to dark matter wind, then it makes much more sense to search for many times larger oscillation in dark matter direction. Now, this direction oscillation happened because Earth rotates around its axis, and at some point of the day, there is a dark matter wind just in the zenith, and as 12 hours later, the dark matter comes from the horizon. So if you can detect the direction of the dark matter wind, and clearly you need a directional detector for that, then you can measure and clearly either confirm DAMA oscillations or dispute, but there is a clear, unambiguous way to show that there is a dark matter signal. There is even one better thing, and if you can measure not only the direction axis, pointing here or there, but if you can measure the sense of the direction, so whether, or so-called head-tail, if dark matter wind comes like this, not like that, and like this, not like that, then you can improve your experimental sensitivity by one order of magnitude. So there are several directional detectors, mostly R&Ds in the world, and one of the characteristics is that they all use very dilute gases because of the reason that I'm going to explain the next slides. And this is the only detector that measured not only this is DMTPC detector that measured not only direction axis, but also the sense of the direction. And here is our relatively small collaboration. And the principle is that the only way to measure the direction is to have to use the target as a dilute gas. The reason is that when a WIMP hits a nucleus, you have to give it some time to propagate in the detector, and then by observing the ionization profile, and also by observing where there is more ionization, because it always happens more at the beginning of the track than at the end of the track, you can tell that this dark matter wind or recoil came in this direction, and then this is really the beginning of the track, and this is the end of the track. Now then, you, of course, you cannot, there are too few electrons to actually detect this signal, so you have to first drift these electrons toward a much stronger electric field, and this is like a snowball on a very steep slope. You create an avalanche of electrons, and for every three electrons, there is one scintillation photon that we detect with CCD camera and PMT. So the detector, it's relatively simple. This is the tank that is filled with a gas. This is our time projection chamber prototype. The interaction with the wind would happen here, and then it would be recorded with this camera. So this is actually a very nice detector because it can detect very large areas with very fine precision of few hundred microns. So this is, in that case, this respect is really unique. And in the next stage, we want to build this one cubic meter module. So here is our some of the, just to give you the ideas, here is some of the images. You can see alpha track from 5 MeV alpha source, this so-called Bragg peak very clearly here. And this is, we use neutrons to actually simulate WIMPs. And you can see that there is a neutron direction, and then this is a fluorine recoil, which gives more light at the beginning track than at the end. Just another characteristic of the detector is that we have very good gamma suppression because, for example, the amount of light that is created by fluorine signal through recoil of the nuclear recoil travels much shorter distance than the same amount the energy deposited by electron would actually travel much longer. So what happens is basically you distribute light over much more bigger number of pixels, and then you fall under the experimental threshold. So we have very good electrons, gamma suppression, which is one of the key things in this kind of experiment. Another thing is that I mentioned before is that we can measure this head tail or directionality of the dark matter wind. And you can see it here, this is the neutron direction and measured the beginning and the end of the track. So we get this sine cosine distribution of the recoil angle, which agrees quite well with the expected, which is expected this histogram. So we can measure, we demonstrated a technique to measure both the directionality to have a good background suppression. Now, what can we do with this? So I mentioned that all directional detectors have to use gases target, and this is a low pressure gas in order for your recoil to be able to propagate. That means that at the end, you have to end up with some large volume detector. And these are the current spin dependent limits on the WIMP detection. And this would be, this is expected limit from one cubic meter module, which is around a quarter of kilos. So just to give you the idea, we need one cubic meter of directionality, the directional detector to actually improve the current experimental knowledge. Or if you want, we want to test MSSM models, we need 100 kilos or around 400 modules. So the clear question is, do we have space? I mean, because we have to go deep underground in order to shield ourselves from the cosmic induced background. So here is our proposed site where we would place such a detector. It's in the deep underground science and engineering laboratory, which is going to be built in Homestake, South Dakota. This is the place, famous place for Ray Davis's experiment that created this solar neutrino puzzle. And at the beginning, and it's actually, it's a really unique facility because it would be the deepest and the largest facility underground. There is this mid-level campus, which is quite deep, and which will be expanded, and then there is this deep campus, which will be far the deepest. The lab will be started, jump-started by a private grant by Mr. Sanford, and so there will be first experiments will go into the mine end of, basically beginning of the next year, end of this year. And then there will be federal funding to complete the lab in 2012. So now the question is, do we have enough space? I mean, how large a detector should be? And here it is the size of 1 ton of our directional detector. So this is 16 times 16 by 16 meters. So this is compared with this proposed Dussel cavern. So this is, it would fit quite well. Actually, you can fit several tons. And just to compare with other experiments, this is a compact muon spectrometer. It's much smaller than SNOW and much, much smaller than Super K. And it's much, much, much smaller than UNO or some proposed neutrino experiment. So as a summary, we are working on the directional detector, and we have proven the principle of how this detector would work on a large scale, and we would like to develop now and put on into a mine 100 kilos and then 1 ton of detector material. This is the way to really unambiguously prove to dark matter, basically by correlating your counting signal by astrophysical phenomena, by something that you see on the sky. So you can see that roughly we would need 10 events to point to the proof that there is a WIMP wind. And you can see this simulation where WIMP would only come from a single point, single direction, while the background would actually be come from any direction. So this is really unambiguous then way to do it. And of course, this could be a stepping stone into much bigger thing, into dark matter astronomy, where you know, you, according to this paper, you would need lots of WIMP events to actually measure the velocity and anisotropy. Okay, thank you. Oh, it's a prediction. So we are building a cubic meter detector. We have engineering finalized in the next weeks. So we will build it in the next 2-3 months, and then hopefully operate it first on the ground, on the surface, and then we are now negotiating for place into this Dussel. So this is this initial Sanford lab.